Time now for Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning. Where do we find you?
Well, I'm out on another walk with the Master Naturalist Group and anybody else who wants to come along. We're doing a birding survey at Boulder Lake Environmental Learning Center, which is north of Duluth on Boulder Lake. And yes, it's quite spectacular, quite different from our walk of last week, where we were in the midst of a cold, driving rain at the time we talked. A great day to be out. We're seeing a good number of birds that are singing, swamp sparrow, white-throat sparrow, song sparrow. We even had a chance to see a couple of newly arrived warblers. The one that I was so excited about was seeing the first yellow warbler of the season. Yellow rump warblers are easy to see. That's number one. Palm warbler is usually number two. We saw both of those, and I was not surprised. But to see the yellow warbler was just terrific. Yes, this is all part of one of the many activities that the Environmental Learning Center here at Boulder Lake does. In addition to that, a number of other things going on as we get into the month of May now, and more than 14 and a half hours of daylight, the spring wildflowers start to bloom. And I think I mentioned last time that the only one I had seen at that point was Hepatica. Well, Mother Nature decided to show a few more. And this past week, I had a chance to see a marsh marigold in bloom, spring beauties, both white and purple violet. Bloodroot were blooming, and then today on the walk, we found a wild strawberry.
Oh.
So all these showing up for the first time, and I wouldn't be surprised in a week from now that list be doubled, because these early spring wildflowers in early May have really got to take advantage of the situation. It's the only time of year that it's warm enough for them to grow, and at the same time, they get sunlight. A little bit later, the woods they grow in will all be shaded, so they have to take advantage of it when they can. And speaking of the shading, the trees are starting to leaf out. The woods leaves will green from the bottom up, and so the first ones that start to leaf out are smaller things like gooseberry and elderberry. Various kinds of honeysuckles and currant are all starting to leaf out now. Thanks to the rain that we got this week, we have plenty of green grass all over the place. And on the forest floor, the ferns are starting to open up their fiddleheads. So, tremendous amount going on in the world of nature right now, and a tremendous more amount to come. The place where we were walking here, in addition to seeing and hearing the birds, we were just stopping and listening to frogs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a trio that always begins the call every year. It starts with this tiny frog called a chorus frog, and that followed kind of quickly by a little bigger one called wood frog. The third one on the trio is a spring peeper, which calls a little bit later than the other two, but all three of those had been calling for about the last almost 10 days. Well, yesterday, it became a quartet.
Yeah.
The fourth one was the northern leopard frog, which calls in much more of a snore, but they were calling, and we heard them again just today. In addition to that, I saw a few snakes out this week, out sunning themselves, and butterflies. So, wow, we are getting some great things happening. One of the greatest was a tiny blue butterfly called a spring azure. Oh, they're just wonderful. But they almost always show up in the first week of May, and I saw one in my yard this week. And then, so we don't get too far ahead of the season, I also want to pass this along. I took a walk this week in a section of the Spear Hiking Trail in Lake County, and yes, I walked over a big patch of snow. So we still have that to contend with as well. But, yeah, it's a beautiful weekend to get out, and I highly recommend people doing so.
Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, and thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber, phenologist extraordinaire, joins us every Saturday morning, 9:30, for Weekend Outdoors.
So, one of these nights, and about 12 o'clock, this old world's going to demand rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's going to come in his heaven airplane.